Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special bringing us back. Great Southern Boogie right there. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, dedicated to helping small businesses have the maximum opportunity to be successful. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Those two books have won 7 international awards between them. Greg Kaczera is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a couple of outstanding books himself, The Truth About Hydrofracking and the Next American Boom, and also Learned Leadership. Greg, tell the audience how they can find you online and how they can find your books.
Sure. They can go to Greg Kaczera, KOZERA.com. That'll be my website, and you can get the books there. Or you can go to Amazon or any of the other online booksellers and get both books, Learned Leadership and Just the Frack. And you know what's cool is that next great America boom because of horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing is happening. That little area, I said it's 30%, but here's how big a deal it is, Jim. If you took West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, you made a country out of it, it would be the third largest natural gas producer in the entire world. The only place, two places that beat it is the rest of the United States without Shale Crescent,
right,
and Russia.
And the entire six-time zone nation of Russia.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, yeah.
Let's talk about something. I want to talk about something related to this, though. I want you to the economy is growing, and people are optimistic for a lot of different reasons. But it is no small underpinning of all of that we have from the price and the availability of natural gas. I mean, would you say that this economy could not have recovered to the level that it did? And would you agree with me? I mean, I know you do, but I want you to give us some stats on this about how much this economy has depended upon, has benefited from the availability and the price of natural gas, especially when Obama declared war on coal and all the other things that are going on. This has really been a birthday present for America, hasn't it?
It's, you know, you think about it, wasn't that long ago we were paying $4 for our gasoline.
Yeah.
And even now it's up. It's up to almost 3. But, you know, I'm going to throw out a stat that you're going to hear more of from Shale Crescent. So this is preliminary, where we haven't got the final numbers in, but we just ran some numbers. And can you imagine that in the last 10 years, from 2008 to 2018, the American consumer has saved over $1 trillion. That's with a T, in their pocket, because of lower natural gas and oil prices. That's how big.
How much
a deal
has it come
been.
Down over the last decade?
It's in the last decade. It's $1 trillion. It comes down to, I think the number we were working on was about $5,000 per capita.
No, but I mean, how much was natural gas 10 years ago compared to what it is now?
Oh, my goodness. We were up in the $7, $8 range. As a matter of fact, there were some places that, you know, Putin was charging 18 and getting it.
Right.
So that's, you know, and we all know that oil was up over 100, it's close to $120 a barrel.
So one thing I want to make sure people understand, folks, there are factories out there with two different kinds of igniters set up for their factories to drive their whatever they're driving. One has a natural gas jet on it, and the other one has an electric pilot light. And they were switching back and forth depending on the price of electric 1 month and the price of natural gas the next month. They were switching back and forth. Now, remember, the electric is being produced largely by coal. So now comes a loss of a lot of coal-fired power plants. We lost a lot of those around the country because of the Obama administration. What would have happened if we hadn't had natural gas to be used almost exclusively? by these plants if they would have had to have paid the price, the new price of electricity, without all that extra power being generated. What do you think, Greg? Is that the right way to think about it?
One's in California. California, I pay 11 cents for my electricity. And natural gas is $4 a thousand. So it's dirt cheap here. Californians are paying 25 cents for their electricity. Now, if you're a small business owner in California, you probably need to move because you're getting... Yeah.
Well, they are
how
moving.
How can you compete with the rest of the world? They've been moving. Oh, have they?
That's the reason Colorado is now a blue state, because they moved to Colorado.
And the same thing's happened in New England. They were getting, when it was so cold, they actually had LNG shipments coming in from Russia at over $100 a thousand because they don't build pipelines up there. So natural gas is certainly the cheapest fuel we've got today. And wind and solar...
How long will this last, Greg? What is the estimates for how long the United States can produce natural gas?
We're looking into the 100-plus years, easy. At today's technology, Jim, we just talked about disruption. How long do you think it's going to take to change technology to make more natural gas more economical? Not long.
There'll be a replacement. In the next 100 years, there'll be a replacement for all carbon.
And I don't know what it'll be,
but it'll be a non-carbon, and we'll all be better for it. But until then, until we have that, let's go with what's the least expensive. And it burns cleaner, right?
Well, you know, that United States CO2 is down in this country 13%. The world is up 19%.
That's exactly right.
If you're an environmentalist, you ought to look at what the United States is doing to clean up our
US
air and water.
Is at Kyoto Accord levels, 1990 levels with the carbon footprint. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon.
Always. Thanks, sir. I appreciate you. You too.
GregKozera.com, KOZERA. GregKozera.com. Check out his website, and you can find a lot of different things there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.